Dr. Sharma dictating this new patient visit. Gina Sanchez is the name of the patient. GINASENCHEZ. Date of birth, 3/23/1986. Date of accident, 11/19/2024. Date of service, January 16, 2024. The patient presents as a new patient for this history today on January 16, 2024. Chief complaints that she was traveling alone. In a lift car, when she was hit from the right as a T-bone, and this caused the following chief complaints: pain, severe pain in the neck, lower back, pain in the left shoulder, left finger, left elbow, left knee, and also in the right ankle, not in the left knee, it is the right knee and right ankle. She has a pain in the left forearm and the thumb and index finger that is numb and tingling constantly. Even the third finger also, third, fourth, and fifth. There's a severe spasm in the neck and the shoulder area, which is constant, causing torticollis of the neck. Pains are continuous, unrelenting. Pain in the ankle is 3, knee pain is 7 in the right knee, the shoulder pain is 7, the pain in the trapezius muscle spasm is also 7. History of headaches. Seven on a scale of 1 to 10. History of automobile accident. The patient reports that she was involved in automobile accident on 11/19/2024. At around 10 a.m., she was a driver of a lift car. And she was traveling alone in a Kia Forte at 15 miles an hour near Redford Township. She was going through a green light and she was T-boned on a driver's side. She was collided with the Ford Explorer at 40 miles an hour. The other car didn't stop and hit her car in a T-bone fashion right side. She has sent a picture of the car and her contusion in the leg. She was wearing a seatbelt and the airbag did not deploy. There was a loss of consciousness for 2 to 5 seconds. There was no hit and run. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. She reports a brake pedal injury when she hit her ankle and foot into it. Her left shoulder hit into the A pillar. While there was a head injury, and there was a neck whiplash due to this impact, while her right ankle and right leg banged into the brake pedal. Regarding the damage, patient reported the front right hood and the front door where the damage happened is maximum. She did not go to any hospital for emergency room care, but she went to urgent care called Gatwell on 11-19-2024. An X-ray of the right foot did not show any fractures. The patient did file a police report. Patient has given some pictures of her right leg, knee area, and right ankle area, which is contused and swollen. History of presenting illness, patient reports of headaches, which is 7, mostly in the back part of the head. They are severe and constant, and they are sensitive to light, not sensitive to the noise, especially with nausea, and especially with dizziness and vertigo only. There is no issue with the loss of consciousness, ringing in the ears, seizures, loss of memory, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. There is no forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, no lack of focus, lack of concentration, no incontinence of the urine bowel, no nausea, vomiting, no spots in the vision, loss of vision field or any blurred vision. The patient denies any lightheadedness, weakness. He does have moderate difficulty in walking with anxiety, panic, and depression, sleep disturbances, and no sudden anesthesia is reported, no incontinence of the urine bowel, and only numbness, tingling is in the left arm, affecting third and fourth and fifth finger constantly. ADLs are affected for the patient, and they can be reviewed from the chart. The regarding the pain, patient suffering from pain in the neck area, the lower back area, to the tune of 9. ADLs are affected 9. Patient report that the pain is worsened by standing, walking, bending, and improved with nothing. They are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, and pain level is around 9. ADLs are affected 9. Only X-rays have been done for her right ankle and foot. She also has a shooting pain to the left arm, affecting the lateral part of the arm constantly as numbness and tingling. Third and fourth, fifth finger is constantly numb. Right, the lower back pain is seemingly shooting as a numbness and tingling to the right front thigh up to the knee. The pain in the right knee is 7 and right ankle pain is 3, and in the foot is also 3. No treatment patient has obtained as of yet. In system review, there are no medical problems patient has reported. Surgical history, none. And allergies to naproxen. Please review the charts for the family history, system review, relationship status, employment status. She's a Lyft driver and never filed a disability. She doesn't have any attorney, personal history, and ADLs. Physical examination, blood patient is a 38-year-old Colombian female of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice. Clubbing colonicia. Blood pressure is 119/78, pulse 74, pulse ox is 96, temperature 97.8. Height is 5 feet, weight is 98 kg. And other than that, there are no acute shortness of breath or severe pain phases, no acute distress. Patient does appear to be anxious, but she has a good attitude, demeanor. Stress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with some limping and some pain in the knee area and the foot area on the right leg. Otherwise, rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological, which is normal musculature. The left trapezius muscle and left quadratus lumborum is very much in spasm. Two plus hypertonicity and trigger points are noticed, especially at the junction of the neck to the shoulder. Several trigger points. Paravertebral muscle is also in spasm from L1 to L5. Musculoskeletal examination on inspection, entire spine has a normal curvature alignment and there are no scars noticed. Palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback. Pelvic iliac crest height is equal and there is no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is not present except in C5, 6 and 7 and L4 and L5 and bilateral SI joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm L1 to L5 bilaterally with no trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 30 and bilateral rotation is 30. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15 and bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative. Swelling is positive, but Lerman test is positive. Distraction test is positive. Total heart test was negative. Thoracic spine slump test is negative. Lumbar spine straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees. TLR is positive. CAM test is positive. Dubinsky negative. Budzinski Kernick test is negative. Thigh joint bilaterally is tender. Favor test positive bilaterally. Gonsalon test is positive bilaterally. Iliac compression, standing flexion, and distraction test are negative. In the extremities examination, there is a positive finding for the left shoulder, right knee, and right ankle. Other than that, rest of the joints of the extremities, upper and lower, are normal. Examination of the left shoulder joint, there is a base pain level is 7. Patient cannot lift more than 90 degrees of abduction for the left shoulder on active motion, after which she has a severe pain. Hawken-Kennedy testing, empty beer can test, near test, speed test, anterior-posterior apprehension are all positive. Severe spasm is noticed in the left trapezius muscle, all the way including cervical thoracic fiber. Several trigger points are noticed, which are reproducible tenderness. The elbow is completely normal, no tenderness of the medial lateral epicondyle or the olic Renan process. The examination of the distal hand and wrist show that the grip is slightly poor and reflexes are normal, there is no atrophy of thinner prominence. Papillary compression testing is found positive for thinner sign and swollen sign, while the examination of the right knee joint shows general tenderness and around the patella, inner around and suprapatellar and intrapatellar tendons, while there is no swelling, but it doesn't feel hot or cold, no crepitus grinding or flexion is normal, range of motions are normal. Collateral ligament, medial collateral is positive. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is positive. McMurray Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. Diagnosis. General V89.2 XXT. Gait problem R26.89. S09.90XA, CNS R51, R42, G44.329, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, and left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Pain in the left wrist, M25.532, pain in the left hand, M79.642, carpotunnel syndrome, G56.02. Pain in the right leg, M79.60, pain in the right hip, M25.551, pain in the right knee, M25.561, M23.205, M23.202, right ankle, M25.571, right foot, M79.671, cervical spine, M54.250.20, M54.12, M54.42, bilateral SI joint, M46.1, and S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Gina Sanchez is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided with an order for physical therapy 3 times per week on the affected areas, including chiropractic care, acupuncture, massage, infrared treatment, as well as the chiropractic treatment, acupuncture. Please consider off work, home, or house replacement. Attended care for 4 hours, 7 days. Medications. Is provided with Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effects. Prilosec 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Lidocaine gel 5%. For topical pain relief, a level 50 mg at night for GAD disorder. Is ordered a Norco 7.5325 at 12 hours for 7 days for severe pain. An MRI of cervical spine, lumbar spine, and the left shoulder is ordered. He has brought some pictures, and there are some contusions that could, you can add a contusion on the right leg around the knee and below the knee, as well as in the right ankle area that has been shown. No other MRI or medical records are available at this time. Non-pharmacological modality is just exercise, home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Refer to neuropsych is also, yes. Fitness club, yes. Refer to psychotherapy, yes. Interventional pain procedure, the patient is advised to consider having trigger point injection to help her pain. Surgical options, none at this time. Attended care, yes. Case worker, none. Investigations, we have already ordered a cervical spine, lumbar spine, and the left shoulder MRI. DMEs. Patient is ordered a DME for neck and back and tense unit and a cane. Education is yes. Follow visit in 7 days. Direct contact us. Thank you.